Dearest Babaji, my loving master, I am grateful for being here in satsang, feeling and listening to you. In fact, I have no idea of my luck. I want to share. From time to time, I get this pressure in the area of my solar plexus when I'm in satsang with you. Today, when you talked about taking good care of yourself when we are skinless, vulnerable, sensitive, it came this big knot under the solar plexus area. I connected it to my experience after Tula and Øystein died. The family of Øystein and some of his friends put out many negative projections by blackmailing me to get what they wanted of houses, money, etc. I feel ashamed telling you and the Sangha this experience of being humiliated and isolated, because I then had no power to stand up and protect myself. It's my past, I know, and I want to let it go. So this great feeling I'm experiencing now, being more and more free, can fully widen out. That's such a blessing. Kids, I look forward to the day I can take Sabine and Iago to satsang to be surrounded by your love. The three of us have to practice sitting still before that happens. Eternally love and a big hug, Vibi. P.S. Please take good care of yourself, everything that makes you stay here in your body as long as possible, my beloved master. The three of you have to practice to sit still. It's difficult for you too. Better, no? So after, it was a car accident, no? Your husband and your child died, no? Then you are totally skinless, no?
And it was like everything just clenched to me.
Everything. Yeah, because then what you need is just care and understanding and love. And then to deal with these houses and money and court cases and all this, this is horrible. But that's how people are. They don't understand, you know. So this is your understanding how the world is. That is how the world is. Even your own family, even your own friends. It's not the humans that comes first, it's the money, it's the property. Is themselves, no, always me. So that's how it is. So of course now when you start coming back and getting more and more real and more free, these things will come up, no, because it's a shock. It's an energetic shock in your body. So that creates these knots. People have many knots, no, from different traumas. So the first thing, you have to recognize it, where that knot is, which you already have. Then it's easy to work on it, because you know where it is. You do things that can help it to open up, to free it. And now when you start getting more intelligence and trusting your intuition and your inner strength, then you can stand up for it, no? That you can't do when you are in that situation. Then you just get used. That's how people get many times hurt. No? People, they just get used because they don't have the strength, they don't have the integrity to stand up to unconscious people. And then you just get hurt then. You want to hide, no? You don't want to deal with it, but you have to deal with it. So now, this could never happen, because no, you would have stand up for it, no? But that is okay, it's a good learning. And many people also, when they start on this journey, they are so hurt by the world that they want to escape into meditation, into spirituality, into religiousness. But that is not the way to do it. To be really spiritual, you have to face the world. You have to understand the world, not to escape from it. Then it becomes the opposite then. There's always people like that, they get interested in that because their problem says too much to deal with, so they want the other world. But you can't do that because this is where you live. You're living in the material world. You have to deal with it. And I'm telling you, you cannot get any peace in the inner if there is no peace in the outer. That is your challenge. That is your learning. You have to deal with the outer first, because that is your past. And any wounds, how can you find peace if you have tensions, if you have blocks, if you have traumas in your physical body, in your emotional body, in your mental body? It's impossible then to meditate, to go in, to be free, to be happy. That's why everybody has to look at their own story. They have to understand themselves. Know thyself. All the masters have always said, know thyself. Nobody has been saying, escape from yourself. No. It's not so easy. You have to understand yourself. And then it will come up. The deeper know when you are with me, all these things comes up. It comes by itself. Then you just help it to get released then. It will evaporate by itself. As long as things are not conscious, they will always be there. They have to become conscious. As a wound will never heal if it's always in the dark. It has to come in the sun, then it starts healing, it starts drying out. It's like that. It has to come up to the surface. You cannot stuff things down, no matter how uncomfortable they are. You have to deal with it. Because that is how you learn, that's how you grow, that's how you become more strong in yourself. Let that whole story be finished now. That is how we get different traumas and hurts and wounds in these different centers, in the different chakras. And if they are not loose, if they are not open, if they are not flowing, chakra means the wheel, and it has to move. If it doesn't move, then no energy. Then it gets fixed, frozen. And people are frozen. So how then can the energy rise? That's what I call the homework. You have to free these different centers, these different blocks. And only you can feel that and help it to release. And the only way to release it is to understand it. Then it goes, opens. Then the energy can move up higher. If all the chakras, if all the centers is in harmony, is flowing, then the energy goes freely, spontaneous. It's nothing you can do. It comes out of being in harmony. There is nothing or nobody I trust more than you. I remember the summer after I met you. Even with my fear of altitude, I let myself shoot out in a catapult. I thought I have met Swaha, so no, nothing can hurt me. Still, I am having a lot of fear about writing this letter, beloved Swaha. And maybe that is just why I have to write it. I'm so tired of the side in me that thinks that I have to manage everything myself and that I have to have all the answers. It can get very lonely. What is an important question then? You have to have good questions to get the answers, Damini. You have any questions? Important questions that you're wondering about? No, you can think. No, you can think. That's the thing. And it's not many important questions. But the mind, when it's just roaming around, then it thinks like that all the time, all kinds of nonsense. You don't need any answer for anything. You are the answer. That the mind is always into question and answer. Then it can get very lonely. When you drop out of it, then you are never lonely, because then you're in tune then. What kind of important questions does the bird have? Nobody, only human beings, they have these problems with themselves. They want to find out everything, they want all the questions, all the answers, they want to worry. They want to have all these tensions in the chakras and all these kind of things. And the humans are the peak of evolution, they say, the highest. What went wrong that they can't enjoy anymore? Everybody enjoys the birds, the animals, the flowers, the trees, the wind, everything is enjoying. They don't care about any question and answer at all. What happened to human beings? They got stuck in their mind. They forgot about the deeper levels of themselves. They forgot about the real. They forgot about silence. They forgot about innocence. They forgot about trust. They forgot about intimacy, love. They forgot about all the things that makes human life beautiful. Then they're trying to figure it out with their head, which is just dry. So the only thing is to get from the head back to the heart, back to your being. Then all the questions will come by themselves. All the answers will come with by themselves. And it's good you're tired. The relating from the heart process was very nice. It helped me to see all the beautiful people that are here. and to feel the support and love they can give me, if I allow it. Yes, if you allow it. It all comes to you, and everything here is designed so you can come back and just allow it. You can realize that only it's only you who's holding yourself back. It's like I told you yesterday, the seeker comes to the master, I want to learn. And then, are you ready to learn? If you are ready, the teaching will happen by itself, because you are available. If you are not available, nobody can teach you anything. So this is the right thing. Now you see, because you came back to yourself, and you feel all the support and love that this place gives, and all the people, if I allow it. It was very beautiful. So thank you all very much. I love you. I'm incredibly grateful for everything you are giving me and giving all of us. Thank you very much, beloved Swahad. I love you, Tami. This opens up a whole new world, no? This gratefulness, this love, opens up a whole new world. You just have to embrace it, get to know it, trust it, that this is happening. Because you're so used to doubt, hardship, mind. No, let go of that, enter into the territory of trust. Okay? Dear Baba, thank you, I love you. Just by imagining, hugging you, love is awakening in my heart. It's like I'm melting, and I love it. Thank you for being my new parent, my new guide. Now I wish to share me and how I feel. But this is many times very scary. Please, can you talk about this? In love and gratitude, Badrinath. I'm not your new parent, and I'm not even a guide. First things first. Parents, they think they have some kind of responsibility for their children. I have none. And you can never put it on me. And guide, what kind of guide? Even I don't know where I'm going to go today. If you are happy to follow me, it's your thing. That's fine. I promise nothing. I enjoy, and if you also get influenced by that joy, that peace, that beauty, then maybe you will go. But then you have no expectation of where to go. We just go. But sharing, I do. In fact, it's not even me sharing. Sharing is happening. And this is good. No, I wish to share me and how I feel, but many times it's scary. It just means that you start feeling yourself. You start being happy. You're melting. Something, some love is awakening in my heart. And this is the power of love. When you have love, then love itself wants to share itself. You want to come out. Fear is shrinking. Most people live in fear. They are slave of fear or worried. Because they don't know love. They never touched love. They never touched freedom. So what do they have to share then? Nothing. At most, they can share their fear, their frustrations, their judgments. This is what people share, their gossip. They're talking about other people. This is what people share. Because they don't have any beauty. The more beauty you have, the more beauty you share. It's natural. And if you don't have any love in your heart, then you will become just a beggar then. You want love. You want attention. You want to get seen. Love, if you have, it's fulfilled in itself. You don't need anything. You become a king. But in the beginning, you have to practice because you are used to being so closed, so narrow, so afraid. You have to practice. You have to help yourself to come out. That is natural. And you can share in a thousand ways, and not only to humans, but to the sun, to the river, to the tree, to the birds, to yourself. You have to be experimental. And many times you will be misunderstood also with human beings. Because not everybody knows about sharing. So you have to just try. No, I wish to share me and how I feel, but it's many times scary. Yes. But that is okay. Either it can be scary like you stop, or it can be scary and exciting. Choose that. And play with it. This is has to happen because it just gives a balance from being closed. Then you have to go out. It feels very scary, very exciting also. But when there is more balance, when you see, you can share freely, you are open, you are not scared, then this energy will balance itself. Then whenever it's time, you share. When it is not time, you are just relaxed in yourself. But it's totally right, Badrinath. You have to help yourself to come out, go against your fear. That's what I do. I give you the courage to live. And people are so used to hold on. It's like they're living only in that kind of mind that is used to, the more you hold on, the more you have. If I have so much money, I have to hold on. If I spend it, then I have so much less money. Yeah, that is something in it, but that is in the outer world. In the inner world, it's just the opposite. The more you share, the more you have. But that the mind never understands, that the ego doesn't understand. It's afraid. It's different laws in the outer world and in the inner world. In the outer world, the more money you spend, maybe you finish your money. You have to be intelligent. But in the inner, the more you share, the more you will get. Because you're opening up. you're becoming more in tune. That's why I always said, follow your heart, follow your spirit, but also be intelligent. Because it's a balance between the inner and the outer. You have to find a balance, and especially in the beginning. And parents, they are used to telling the children what to do. I never tell you what to do. I can hint, and the more intelligent you are, and the more open and available you are for me, the more you will hear me. And that is the only way to listen to me also, that you hear something that I don't say. That means you fall more and more in tune. Because you don't need, it's just to fall more and more in tune with you, with your heart. Then you will hear what I'm telling you. It's very easy. But it's very difficult if you're just hung up in the head. Then you can never listen. Because I'm talking to a deeper part of you. So the more you come in back to yourself, the more deep you are, the more real you are, the more you will hear me, and the more clear it will be. Then it's not even a question of about guide or not. What to say about parents? It's just that we're walking, enjoying together. Guide is for going somewhere. I have no idea. I just enjoy wherever. Wherever we are, I enjoy. I don't need any guide for that. It's just wherever. I go east, west, north, south. Same. I enjoy. Finished. Doesn't matter. If I go up, if I go down, if I don't go anywhere, I enjoy. That what guide you need to do that? It's just nothing, it's just here. Nowhere to go. What guide you need that? The only thing the guide can do is just to hit you hard on the head so you don't move. You just stay here. Problem is you've been moving too much. The whole thing I'm trying to get you to stop. Stop moving. Then you will find what you are looking for. Then you don't need to go anywhere. We just enjoy. Where do you find a better place to stop than here? Nobody is harassing us, nothing. Just peaceful people, nice trees, very meditative mountains. Maybe you have difficulty to stand still. Just look at the mountain. Learn from the mountain. He's been sitting there tens of thousands of years, nothing. Poof. The nature can help you a lot because it's always been natural, no? Only human beings are so restless. Where are they going? What's the rush? And especially now, so much rush. No, we say even going flying all the way to Brazil, oh, it takes 11 hours on the plane, so long time, they say, sitting so long time on the plane. What 11 hours before, it took 12 months to go with the boat, no? everything so quick. So people have forgotten how to just be patient. And it's all about stopping. Then when you stop, then I can guide you. Dear myself, in my last letter, I asked you about skipping a meditation. You gave me some very helpful answers. Thanks. It helped me going deeper in understanding myself. One of the key points was, what do you want to get out of the time in Dhamma Mountain? Because of that question, I realized again that I'm also here for relaxing and making holidays from all pressures from the outside. You're having pressure from outside, Ravi?
Yes.
In your life?
Yes. I make myself, I think.
Yeah? What do you do there in Germany? What is your job?
I actually finished my studies of acting.
Acting, no? Yeah, you should finish all studies about acting and become real.
Most of the time it makes fun.
It's fun, yeah, but you can also get identified with it.
Yes.
Don't get identified being an actor, no? You've been practicing now, so it takes a little time to let it go. Mm-hmm. How many years you've been into that? Yeah, the acting study, how many years?
4 years.
4 years, yeah. No, at least 4 years to become normal again. Then, after that, then maybe you can start acting again without being identified with it. That is the real art. First, it takes a long time to learn something. Then, when you have learned the whole study, then you have to practice. Then you become very good. Then maybe you become a master of it. Then you have to forget it. Then, when you forget it, then really you can create your own art out of the art. That is almost forgotten. That is how the most best dancers, the best painters, the best martial artists, is almost forgotten now. It takes so long time, and then they have to lose it. Then it comes back. Then you are not identified. Then it's a natural state then. Because of that question, I realized again that I'm also here for relaxing and making holiday from all pressure from outside. So I decided that there is nothing wrong in skipping meditations as long as I like it. It was and it is challenging, a challenging process to learn the difference between the voice of the mind and the voice of my heart. It is a challenging process because we are all mixed up, and that's what takes time. First you have to recognize it, which very few people recognize, that this is really difficult. I'm all mixed up. What is the mind? What is the heart? What is just the blah, blah, blah? And what is the real? It's very difficult. But first you have to pinpoint it, which you have. No, you have to be patient now. Sometimes I realize now it is the mind that tried to keep me away from the anasi and joy of a meditation. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to point out to you last time. Because one, know one thing, that the mind doesn't like to meditate. Because meditation means going beyond the mind. Then the mind will scream then, what about me? And that's why we have this tricky meditation which Osho was a genius of creating. He made a little fun. So even the mind can start enjoying it. Oh, it's nice to shake, tiki 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 tiki. To dance, tuki 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 tuki. But that, remember, that is not the meditation. The meditation is maybe they lead you to a state of no mind. That is meditation, when it's a state of no mind, where the mind stops. But it's much easier to do it if it's a little fun, if you like it. Then that's how the master has been tricking you into silence. Then when you get the taste of how it is to have an empty mind, then it can come more and more easy in many, many, many different ways. Sometimes I realize, no, it is the mind that tried to keep me away from the energy and the joy of meditation. Sometimes I know I need something different. A gentle, soft meditation with myself is just perfect. There's nothing wrong with it, Ravi. Just be happy about it. Do what you feel like. Because everything that is helpful, it has to come from you. So if this is your understanding now, then I cannot tell you, nobody can, God cannot tell you, you have to figure it out. But my understanding is, if you are happy, if it brings you joy, then do it. Because real joy can only come from that which is real. And you will feel a different kind of joy, not a satisfaction from getting your will out of the mind, which is very, very, very shallow. But the joy from the inside, that means now you are satisfied. You feel satisfied, you feel relieved. That is the sign that you did the right thing. So my suggestion, just do whatever you feel is giving you joy. Because that is also, you need a balance, because you have done so many things that doesn't bring you joy. That is what all school is about, what university is about, what studying is about, what working is about. It doesn't give you joy, but you have to do it because you think you can gain something. At least money, hopefully. But it's a different kind of joy in meditation, in freedom, in being in nature, in dancing. And that will balance all these traumas that you have pushed yourself through. It will bring you more in balance. So if you have the opportunity, only do things that you feel happy about. Everything, if you can. Why not? Because then also you realize that only you are responsible for your own life. Only you can do things that makes you happy. So then why not do only things that make you happy? If you feel like going to meditation, do that. If you feel go for a walk, do that. If you feel like laying down and sleeping, do that. If you feel like eating ice cream, do that. And see, really observe with yourself, what is it that is really real? What is real happiness? Did it feel good, or was it just a mind thing? Then you can start sorting out what really gives you joy. But you have to allow yourself to do it. Otherwise, the mind always wants to do what is not allowed to do, no? And that's how the tricky mind is. That's why I don't give you any rules, nothing to do. You have to figure it out. You have to study yourself. Then maybe you realize that, no, it will be best to go to the meditation, because no, I'm just sitting here thinking about something stupid. And maybe it wasn't so intelligent to eat 2 liters of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Because now I have loose belly for 2 days. You have to learn your own way. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm all for it, Ravi. Just do exactly what you feel like.
So, I can forget all of your advices to do a meditation or go to nature or figure it out.
You can forget everything. If you forget everything, then how is it done? Huh?
Great.
And that's what I really support, is the greatness. It's not in this technique or that technique, it's the great. Drop everything and just stick to the great. That's my whole teaching. If you understand that, why the fuck any technique? All the masters want you to just feel happy, feel great. All the techniques, anything, is just advises all this. It's just maybe you come to that. If you can accept that, you be happy. Forget everything else. Easy. But there is still a question. You see, this is what I have to deal with. I make everything great, and then again, you come from the back door. Just one more thing. This is how the mind. So don't think it's so easy, Ravi. Huh?
You can skip it.
Yeah, I can skip it. Because I see you have the tendency to jump a little bit ahead of yourself. You're writing there myself also. You're jumping ahead, Ravi. Be patient. Don't think you're finished when you are not. That's the worst. But I'm all for do what is you feel happy and study yourself, like I said. Play with it. If you can, I would like everybody to do that, because most people, they are so stuck in their routines. And if you start doing what you really, you will be surprised. But it will change your whole life for a while, because do you really want to go to work? Do you really want to take the children to kindergarten? Do you really want to change diapers? Do you really want to be with your wife, with your husband? If you really start doing, do I really want to eat this? It's so many things, but if you have the opportunity, good. I tell you, it takes a lot of courage and clarity to live really truthful. And truth can only come from your own understanding. You have to be very truthful, naked with yourself. And out of that space, then the outer life will balance itself by itself. You don't need to do it because it's come from your own integrity. You are not into any compromising anymore. When you are natural, when you are in balance, when you are in clear, then you are in tune with your inner essence then. Your inner center. You are centered. You are not fragmented. That's what the mind is. It's always, is it this? Is it the mind? Is it the heart? Should I do this? Should I do that? That. It's always many, many different opinions and ways to do things and ways to live. When you are centered, you are at ease because you are not fragmented. You are one unity. You are you. You are your true self, your core, your essence. Then anything you do will be a spontaneous, harmonious thing. You don't need to think about it because it comes from your center. But up to that time, most people have to practice. And if you are used to being unconscious, which most people have been used to, and doing so many things that they don't like, being in the different work, in relationships with people, with studies, with schools, with universities, with relationships, with marriage, all these kinds of things, it's very good to do whatever you want. Because that brings you happiness, it brings a balance, you bring the negativity that you have been doing in your unconsciousness. No, more consciously, you're doing things that you enjoy. Then, of course, if you allow it, you will become more happy. Then, when it becomes more balanced, you realize it's not this or that, it becomes more a balance. That can only Stopping can only come from a balance. If it's too much this, you fall down on that side. If it's too much that, you fall down on that side. It has to be balanced. When you are in balance, you stop. And in that space, you are in tune. You are in the now. Balance means you are here now, stopping in the center. From that space, you see very easily what is right and what is wrong to do. In fact, there is no right and there is no wrong. You just see clearly. It's not a question about going into a lamppost if you can see. Only if you're unconscious, you walk into the lamppost. Boing. You say, so often I'm in doubt whether I'm actually taking good care of myself by staying alone and not doing too much, or if I'm actually holding myself back in this way and avoiding being alive and total. This is the truth, Ravi. This is how it is. That is how we are. It's exactly like that. And that's why I say, experiment with yourself. You should be the actor playing different things, find out, but not what to satisfy somebody else or to live up to somebody else's expectations or your own expectation how you should be or perform, but what you really like. And that can only come from the inside. You have to feel it. Is this right for me? Be very truthful with yourself. That's all what I'm trying to do, to get you more in touch with yourself. If anything doesn't support that, drop it. Become flowing. Then you have a little smart-ass question, like, what is the secret about the mosquitoes? But that is just showing that you are still a little smart-ass. Smart-ass. That's okay, it's okay, no problem. Hi, beloved Swaha. But I can tell you, because in some strange way, I know many things without knowing anything. And there's two ways, the secrets with mosquitoes. One, take no notice, which is the way of Buddha. Because in his time, he didn't have mosquito repellent. That's why the Buddhas from the old sutras, they say, take no notice. Nothing. That is really deep meditation. Because when the mosquitoes are you feeling that in your nose like that, it takes a lot of self-control, or totally lost in your inner space, like Ramana Maharshi sitting in the for weeks with the ants and the rats over him. You have to have a very deep space. So it's not recommended for everybody. Because these things comes by itself. I practiced a lot like that when I was Osho. Then we didn't have mosquito repellent also. And it learned me a lot. They can be very good teachers, the mosquitoes, to take no notice whatever is happening. You just park your body and whatever is happening, forget it. That's the old yogi's situation. The other way is use repellent. But in the eyes of an old yogi or a Buddha, it's pooping out. Because life is suffering. And mosquitoes can be really suffering, especially when you want to be in peace and meditate. Hey, beloved Swaha, thank you for the great time. Thank you for all your craziness, the jokes, your being. I would love to come to the front and taste your strawberries and look into your eyes. Love, Ravi. But a few jokes, since you enjoy it. You see, I'm not holding back when you are first there. When a husband comes home unexpectedly, a French wife says, Pierre, Pierre, move over, my husband is home. A German wife says, Fritz, you have 2 minutes. You come back too early tonight. Lay down. An English wife says, Hello, darling. May I introduce Gilbert? An Italian wife says, Mamma mia, Luigi, if you are going to shoot us all, shoot yourself first. And a Jewish wife says, Jaime, is that you? Then who the fuck is with me? Fritz Goldberg, on his visit to India, is so appealed by the country's chaotic traffic, he asked his host why it's so disorderly and messy there. I have never seen anything like this before. In some countries, his Indian host replies, they drive on the right side. In other countries, they drive on the left. Here, we drive in the shade. To my beloved Master Baba, the time has come to ask for sannyas and wait. Gdir. This all was possible because of my love for Osho. He said, the question is not whether I'm available for you. The question is whether you are available for me. Aum Shanti. It was my beloved Osho who brought me here at your feet, at your service. All my love, Gdir. The search is over. My life has begun. Very good. Beloved Swaha, I would like to share a movie with you. It is about a man who, after he has an accident, is only able to move his one eyelid. The rest of his body is totally paralyzed. In spite of this, he regains his spirit and shares his insight by writing a book. I love the poetry, truth, and honesty of this movie. Hope you love it too. And this is the movie. Very good. And talking about that you love poetry, truth, and honesty of this movie, you should start writing. That is something you could do. And you could share what is happening for you, what you feel, what you sense, what is happening here, your journey to Brazil. You could share. It would be a very good thing for you to do. Did you think about that? No. This, you have a new mission now. I love poetry. Why don't you write poetry? No? Let that flower, you have love, you have insight, you have trust in you. Let it come out. In my process here in the retreat, I experienced that it's possible to open up and share with friends in spite of a history and fear of being rejected. But that is why it's so important to let go of the whole history. Because the history has nothing to do with today. And here is nobody reject, it's just the opposite. They just will embrace you. It's just to change from the negative to the positive. It's almost too good to be true. So the mind has a hard time accepting it. But you are accepting it slowly, slowly now. There's no way around it. I can do this because of the trust in the friends, because of the trust in you. And it feels so good, and everything becomes easier and lighter. It makes me want to open more and more the trust, and the trust goes deeper. Thank you, love, Nicholas. And this trust, Nicholas, that is a transforming force. When you have been so lucky to come across trust, when that is that awakening in you, that will transform you. Ordinary in the people's mind, then faith and trust is very similar. But there's nothing to do with faith. Faith is some can be a fanatic thing, when people are fanatic Christians, Muslims, Hindus, then they do crazy things. It's just the belief. Trust is from your very core. Trust comes when the heart really have felt something. In fact, trust is the center of love. And if you have trust, then it will transform you. And trust can only come from your own inner realization. It cannot come from outside. Faith, anybody can give you. Like the Christians have faith in Jesus or in God or in Buddha or Muhammad. It's just the mind. But truth, trust, love, that is an inner, your only, your own inner realization. And when you have that, you have the most valuable in human life. So that's what you should take care of. Because the body will come, the body will go, but this love, this trust, this understanding, that will stay with you. So start writing poetry, my friend. Because of the trust in you, and it feels so good, and everything becomes easier and lighter, and it makes me want to open up more, and the trust goes deeper. Go on, just open up, open up, open up, go deeper, deeper. And don't try, you just allow it. You are ready now. That's how it is, you listen to me, and that's what the mystics always says. Listen to the wise ones and turn your back to the wicked ones. Put your whole focus on the truth, on the wise ones, and turn your back to the wicked ones, to the unconscious ones, to the darkness. Turn your face towards the light. Then you forget about that. Your whole attention is towards truth. I'm happy you are here, Nicholas. Not only you are happy, but I'm happy too, no? And many times it's hard to follow the heart, to follow the truth, to follow your trust. You will have many challenges to do it because you have to free yourself from many things that is holding you back. But the more you do it, the more happy you will be, the more peace you will have, the more clarity you will have. Because you're doing the right thing, that's why you are here. Anybody who misses out on that, they miss the whole life. They haven't stood up for the truth. May everyone be happy and have the courage to follow the truth. Aum Shanti.